You're listening to KBOO Portland.
Up next is your Tuesday evening news.
KABU Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Engineering Work Group meets the first Thursday of each month at 7:30 p.m. Please call 231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held. To request notice of board meetings in writing, please email monica@kabu.org.
KABU would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Beulah Land Coffee and Ale House, located at 118 Northeast 28th Avenue. Open Mondays through Wednesdays, 9 a.m. to midnight, and Thursdays through Sundays, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. They offer brews on tap, American food like sandwiches and soups, and games including pinball. Dinner was provided by Star Bar, a full menu bar on 639 Southeast Morrison Street, open every night 4 p.m. to 2:30 a.m., and also by Safari Restaurant on 7815 Southeast Powell Boulevard, a West African restaurant offering lunch and dinner most days from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KABU Evening News.
Coming up on the KABU Evening News, a Salem City Commissioner is pushed out of office, censured, and even fired from his job for posting a violent, racist video on social media.
President-elect Donald J. Trump thinks flag burners should be prosecuted, putting him at odds with his favorite now-deceased Supreme Court judge.
As the whole world is watching Standing Rock, we speak live with Buzz Nelson, Rose Looking, and John Sanchez, who are collecting supplies in Portland tonight to be driven onto North Dakota later this week.
Good evening. This is the KABU Evening News for Tuesday, November 29th, 2016. I'm Kanan Schlesinger.
And I'm Jenna Yokoyama. In case you missed it, last week, Salem City Councilor Daniel Benjamin stepped down from his position after posting a violent, racist video on Facebook. Benjamin's social media post depicted Black Lives Matter protesters being hit by cars. He added the comment, quote, "As this video shows, people are starting to get rid of the Black Lives Matter bullies blocking the roadways," end quote. Not only was Benjamin forced out of his council seat, but the Salem Statesman Journal reports he has also been fired from his day job at a Salem Nissan dealership. Last week, Benjamin's former employers released a statement that said, quote, "The video shared by Daniel Benjamin does not reflect the views or values of Power Nissan or its employees," end quote. After Benjamin posted the video, Portland civil rights activist Teresa Rayford was the first to call for Benjamin's removal from the council. In a television interview with K2, Benjamin initially said that the claim that he is racist for posting the video, quote, is actually racist. At its meeting last night, the Salem City Council accepted Benjamin's resignation from representing Ward 6 on Northeast Salem and officially censured him.
Two law enforcement officers in Oregon have made national headlines, not for saving lives or fighting crime, but for being trolls. The Marion County Sheriff's Department says that they are investigating an officer who harassed a Chicago woman on Facebook. But the Salem Police Department has flip-flopped in their response, at first excusing the incident as protected free speech, but are now saying they will take more time to investigate what happened. The woman, Chicago comedian Liz MacArthur, has written about her plans to travel to the Million Women March event in Washington, D.C. during the presidential inauguration. Salem Police Officer Chad Galusha and Marion County Sheriff Sergeant James Coleman posted almost 24 harassing comments on MacArthur's Facebook page. Even though they are not friends with MacArthur on the platform, once Coleman found the post, he tagged others and they all began to attack her. MacArthur filed a formal complaint against Coleman and Galusha, who have since deleted the memes that they posted, including an image of the Statue of Liberty in a bikini with the words Lady Liberty after a Donald Trump makeover.
KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening. So now we're asking you to do the same. We're going to go to our volunteer pitchers in the other room here. Who do we have over there?
We've got Gary.
And Seth.
Hey, Gary and Seth.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hey, man in the booth.
It's good. Is this our cue to start pitching?
Yeah.
All right. Here we. And he's going into the stretch.
Get to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're listening to this program, you're probably a regular listener to the evening news, the KBOO Evening News. And there's a reason why you like that program, because we provide a perspective that you don't hear anywhere else. We dig a little deeper, and we ask those uncomfortable questions that make you think a little bit, and I think it's valuable that we have somebody out there on the radio spectrum and the media world doing that, and we're glad to take up the cause and take up the banner and run with it. But we need your support. This is a community radio station, and we exist on the generosity of listeners like you. So for a basic membership of $5 a month, you can help this, I think, indispensable media outlet news program. I just can't imagine a world without it, and it's hard to imagine.
Indispensable and alternative.
Alternative,
not just
yeah.
Uncomfortable news, but the stuff that the mass media is totally ignoring.
Yeah. So give us a call, 877-500-5266, because it's hard to imagine a world without KBOO. What if there was there? We'd have pablum, I think. We'd have nothing to... I just turned my radio off and stopped listening, because we need this. This is important. It's part of the fabric of the community. It's what binds us together.
The especially the evening news here. We do a lot of local news. We do news that the other outlets totally ignore, and we do it from our point of view. We're all volunteers here. We all love the station. We love being here. Our news producers go out and they do a very alternative, independent look at stories that you might be missing, or the other side of the coin that the mass media is telling you one story. We're digging on the other side. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, or you can go online to kboo.fm and click on the donate link, or listen to old shows and archives. Our website's wonderful. You can listen to old talk shows, old comedy shows forever, music shows for 2 weeks, 877-500-5266.
And if you call... we have a donor who's made a very generous offer to match the next $100 in donations. So the money that you
double your impact.
So this is I was going to say, what are you waiting for? But we're patiently waiting here for you. You're supposed to give us a call.
You're getting twice your money's worth of KBOO. You're already getting your money's worth with KBOO. Now you get twice your money worth.
So give us a call.
877-500-5266.
In the first 10 days since the presidential election, there have been almost 900 hate crimes reported around the country. A new study by the Southern Poverty Law Center says most of the crimes reported were against immigrants, people of color, women, and members of the LGBTQ community. The most common locations have been schools, where anti-Muslim hate speech, racial slurs, and sexual harassment have been reported. In California, at least five mosques received copies of a letter from a group calling itself Americans for a Better Way, addressed to the children of Satan, saying in part, quote, "There is a new sheriff in town, President Donald Trump," and, quote, "He is going to do to you what Hitler did to the Jews." In West Springfield, Massachusetts, the car of Army veteran George Santiago was vandalized with the words "Trump" and "Go Home" scratched into the paint. And in Colorado, a 12-year-old African-American girl was approached by a boy at her school who told her, "Now that Trump is president, quote, I'm going to shoot you and all blacks I can find." In an interview last Sunday on 60 Minutes, President-elect Trump said he was surprised to hear that the number of hate crimes was so high. In response, he said to the camera, "Stop it."
President-elect Donald Trump said today that anyone who burns an American flag should face unspecified consequences, such as being sent to jail or losing citizenship. But the Supreme Court has held that the flag burning is a form of speech protected by the First Amendment, and the Constitution forbids the government removal of citizenship for a natural-born American. Top congressional Republicans quickly distanced themselves from Trump's views. His words, expressed on Twitter early this morning, put him at odds with the late Justice Antonin Scalia, who was in the majority in the 1989 decision that protected flag burning. Trump has called Scalia, who died in February, a great judge, and he said he would appoint someone much like the conservative legal icon to fill Scalia's seat.
On December 4th, the water protectors at Standing Rock will be joined by 2,000 military veterans who will be serving as human shields against a police force in North Dakota that is becoming increasingly militarized. The action, called Veterans Stand for Standing Rock, is being organized by former U.S. Marine Michael Wood and Wesley Clark Jr., son of the former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO forces in Europe. The action is in response to an evacuation order given yesterday by North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple. Initially, Wood believed the effort would attract around 500 veterans, but organizers had to stop signups when they reached their capacity of 2,000. Volunteers are from all backgrounds and span every age and every war, although active duty service members were actively discouraged from signing up for fear of retribution. Wood released the command update on the Veterans Stand for Standing Rock yesterday on their Facebook page, emphasizing the peaceful nature of their action.
Our function here is that we are serving as the conscience of the nation. This is a completely nonviolent action, and this is a group action. So if you want to come as an individual, please don't come. We're going to come as a unit. We're going to operate as a unit. You're going to get respect up and down in this unit. There's no official rank, but we will have structure, and we want to build up what will eventually be a permanent organization that rotates people in and out to do what's right in this country. Instead of doing it for money, instead of doing it for personal power or glory or anything else, we're just going to do the right thing.
Joining in this event will be U.S. Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, who is herself a veteran of the Iraq War and continues to serve as a major in the National Guard. A spokesman for the North Dakota Highway Patrol said by email that they are aware of the upcoming event, and as long as the veterans are peaceful and refrain from blocking the highway, there will be no issues. The veterans are funding their action through the online crowdfunding site GoFundMe.
You are listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news. So now it's your turn. Joining us now are Seth and Gary to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Well, you can give us a call, 877-500-526.
Or you can visit us online at kboo.fm, or you can come here in person, 20
That'll work too.
20 East 8th, right? Right off Burnside?
Yes, 20 Southeast 8th. Yeah, and I think and any one of those would be great. I think we've got a wonderful evening news program here that brings you perspectives you don't hear anywhere else, giving you different voices, different angles, different view on things that you're not going to hear in the mainstream media. This is a volunteer-run station. 90% of the people here are volunteers. They're coming in their own time. They're doing this. And that's great, but we do need money. because it's not cheap to put out.
And we don't have advertising dollars like the other stations, so we depend on you. But because we don't take advertising dollars, there's another difference with KABU. We are a voice of independence.
Yes.
We can say and do things our way, the community way, the way you like it, the way we like it, because we're not beholden. We don't have to mention the name of a sponsor every 30 seconds or play the same song or do the news as they see it. We can do it independently like a human being, because that's what community is, a bunch of human beings here at KABU. 877-500-5266. Give us a call. Come on in. Take a tour of the studio. Become a volunteer. That's how it all starts.
Give us a call and take a stand for independent radio. Take a stand for the whole truth, right? The rest of the story. The stuff you're not hearing anywhere else.
Most of the truth.
Most of the truth, yeah.
We'll never get to the whole truth.
The rest of the truth that you didn't hear when you listened to the other radio stations or the other news programs. For $5 a month is a basic membership. That's not a lot to ask. You can become a member. You can support this independent radio station. We know we have lots of listeners out there, and we'd love to hear from them, to call up and say, you know what, I think this is important. Given the recent events, the recent election, I think it's even more important that people support this wonderful program and provide a counterbalance to a lot of that noise that you're hearing elsewhere out on the radio.
We're going to need a lot of counterbalance, believe me. And we're also having a matching funds, like Gary had mentioned earlier. So if you pitch $5, we get $10. So give us a call now. Get double your money's worth. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM. Click on the donate link at the top.
Yeah, and I know there's lots of people out there that rely on this newscast to get the straight truth. And would it be okay for me to ask you to give us a hand? Give us a call. Join this community project. This is your community radio station. This is our community radio station. This is your chance. We do this a couple times a year. So give us a call, 877-500-5266.
And you don't have to give one big lump sum either. In fact, we prefer monthly donations. So
we can do
an hour
EFT.
Credit card, we can deduct it. An hour's salary a month. That is, if you make $12 an hour, $12 a month. We have gift items and all kinds of stuff, and you will be doubled. It will be matched. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM.
Yeah.
And give us a hand. We're helping you. We're your radio station. We are the community. You are the you in community.
$5 a month. It's not too much to ask for in-depth reporting that you don't hear anywhere else. They're going out there. They're doing things. They're asking questions that nobody else is asking. They're not going along with the mainstream game plan. They're saying, you know what? We're going to figure this out on our own. We're gonna come into this and look at it from a different perspective and talk about things that other people aren't talking about and cover those news stories that other people aren't talking about. And I think that's valuable. I think it's important to a democratic society to have that voice out there. But we need your support, and we want you to support your community radio station. So I'm asking you to give us a call, 877-500-5266. We've got a matching period right now that somebody's agreed to match the next $100 in donations between now and 6 o'clock. So if you give us a call and pledge $5 a month, it'll be doubled.
There's
and
double
I think
impact.
That's Wow. So, I think they call that a win-win. But
so a win-win. And it's a win for you, too. So it's a win-win-win. And we not only do our news reporters ask the questions that other don't ask, but they also don't take the answers that other people will say, okay, the mainstream media, they'll nod their head to any answer, whether it's evading the question or not. Our reporters don't. We are investigative journalism. Remember that, folks? Investigative journalism that was unbiased and fair. It does not get more fair than community radio. We are fair. We every angle, every aspect, every view is reviewed and honored here. Become part of the community radio that is your community. 877-500-5266. Donate what you can, and it will be doubled up until 6. Thank you.
Caboo Evening News. Stay tuned for Preference at 6. At 7, it's Hard Knock Radio, news and views from a hip-hop perspective. Tomorrow's weather is rainy with highs around 50 degrees. Today in history, in 1864, U.S. Colonel John Chivington led a military force in Sand Creek, Colorado, in massacring Southern Cheyenne and Arapaho Indians. The indigenous community had signed an agreement with Chivington, who encouraged them in August of that year to move to Sand Creek. But on November 29th, Chivington's volunteer militia moved in and killed almost every man, woman, and child in the village, hunting them down. Later, the militia members returned to kill anyone else left alive. They also mutilated the bodies and buried what was left of the village to the ground. At first, Chivington was celebrated for the atrocities his soldiers committed, but when news of the real situation emerged, he was forced out of the military and his political career was ended. The quote of the day is from Neil Young, who said yesterday, "We are calling upon you, President Barack Obama, to step in and end the violence against the peaceful water protectors at Standing Rock immediately. We will be going back to support the water protectors again. Let us all stand with them in thanks and appreciation for the ancient wisdom they carry, and thanks for this opportunity for true gratitude, for giving us path forward, for trying to show us a road to survival. We offer our support and our respect. We hear the call to protect the water protectors to listen, learn, and get engaged. They are brave. We thank them."
The water protectors at the shores of the Cannonball River in North Dakota are in serious danger. Governor of North Dakota Jack Dalrymple has reopened a road blockade of the Standing Rock camp, but says anyone leaving will not be allowed back in. Meanwhile, the whole world is getting ready to watch the spectacle of thousands of U.S. military veterans acting as so-called human shields this weekend when authorities say they are shutting the camp down. For people who wish to support the protectors, a caravan is passing through Portland right now, taking supplies and donations straight to Standing Rock. Here with us to talk about what's going on are John Sanchez, Elder Buzz Nelson, Rose Looking, and Tashina McKinney. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
So first of all, can we go around the room and have everyone introduce themselves a little bit more and talk about why this trip is being made?
I'm Buzz Nelson, and by the way, I'm a survivor of that Sand Creek massacre. My grandfather was Chief White Horse. He was a leader of the Dog Soldiers at the Sand Creek Massacre. And at the time, him and his force was off of the camp when he got wiped out. And I'm one of the survivors from the time. So I'm a Cheyenne. And I'm proud you mentioned that. I mentioned that yesterday when I met with a general of Army Corps of Engineers. And we're here to protect our country. First of all, I would like to really put something from my heart, and this is for the people that are supporting us and helping us. What is that little girl's name?
Are you
referencing the woman who lost her arm?
Yes.
Oh, I can't remember her name, but I know that she's still in the hospital as we speak.
I want to mention her and let everyone know that too. And in our hearts, we're looking at her as nothing but a survivor. And she went there in great jeopardy and possibly loss of life and limb. To us, she's going down as a national hero, a world hero to our people, and that's the way we look at her. And we thank her from the bottom of our hearts. And that's the first thing I want to say about anything tonight, to the support that is given to us. And people like her, we wouldn't be able to be here today. So we want to thank them.
John, Rose, would you like to say anything?
My name is John Sanchez. I've been working in the movement since I was 14. I'm in my 50s now, and Standing Rock to me is a spiritual movement. Standing Rock has made millions and millions of people pray, and there's been people out there that probably just started to pray now. Because of what is happening there. But Standing Rock is a catalyst for our spiritual growth. And everything that's happening there was supposed to happen. when you seen the people that was getting bitten by the dogs, what they didn't understand was that was supposed to happen. And everybody goes like, how's that supposed to happen? But when it happened like that, there was also a picture that was taken in the 60s in Selma. And then you compare that picture to this picture here, and they are exactly the same. And then when you seen the numbers that they wrote on the people's arms when they incarcerated, and they wrote them on their arms and they stuck them in cages, and they had to do that. They had to. These were spiritual things that our ancestors wanted to happen, and they made them happen that way so that the world could see how different that we are. We are so different that one, that they've always surrounded us with massive military, whatever we have done throughout the whole years from the 1800s, ever since they stepped foot on this Turtle Island, to Wounded Knee in 1973, to all these other situations that we've always been in. They've always had to surround us with armored personnel carriers and all these things because they're afraid that we possess the truth, that we're not afraid to show them. And these are things that has happened to us. And as far as Native people go, they have to do those things to us because we remind them every day of the big the justice that they have done to us, the injustice and the genocide that they had put on us, and we're still here. You know, and it bothers them so much that, you know, because they started out trying to get rid of us by shooting all of our people. And then they started out when they couldn't kill all of our people, they tried to kill our buffalo. And they said, well, we'll starve them out. And then when they killed all the buffalo and they couldn't starve us out, somebody came up with this idea. What is different between those Native people and everyone else? And somebody said, they love each other. Look at them. They do everything together. They even die together. They love each other. So let's do this. Let's take their children away from them. And let's send their children to the four directions as far as we can get them. And let's teach their children how to lie like us. Let's teach their children how to say bad things and treat each other bad. They thought that that would kill us. And we're still here, so everything goes around in a circle again. And here we are again. And we're surrounded by armored personnel carriers. And they want to try to kill us, but they won't.
Thanks, John. Rose, would you like to say anything?
Yeah, my name is Rose Lippy, and I'm Assiniboine Sioux from Fort Peck Indian Reservation, Montana. I just wanted to say I feel it in my heart because I have children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, young ones that may not have water when they get older, or their kids are not going to have water, and it's real scary for me. And I wanted to mention that because I'm from Montana, one of the first oil rigs was in 1954, around there. I was like 3 or 4 years old. My mom got the first oil well that was drilled on our land. She was paid some money. And as I grew up throughout and lived on the reservation, and I moved away from there, and I go back, and it's within the last 30 years that you cannot drink the water. It is yellow when you turn it on. And I believe with all of the drilling and the things that are happening around, because we're right by the Missouri River too, you know, that it affected our water. And it's sad because, you know, our people don't have a lot of, we don't have a rich reservation like people seem to think. You know, our reservation is very poor. And I know for my sister, you know, at the beginning of the month, my family, they buy cases of water, but at the end of the month, they drink that water. And I hate, you know, I don't like seeing that. I've been home for visits, and I don't even drink that water or take a shower in it because it's really bad. It's yellow, it's rusty. And so following all of this, what's been going on at Standing Rock has made my heart hurt. You know, I'm really sorry that I don't remember the girl's name, but the other one that was
her name it's Sophia Wilinski.
Okay, Sophia Wilinski was the one that got her her arm damaged, where to a point that they have to do a lot of reconstruction. And the other one was Vanessa Dundon, that almost had her eye shot out by a rubber bullet. And this is, I grew up in this. I grew up with this. You know, I grew up with this prejudice. I grew up with Caucasian people making fun of me. And when I was going to school, you know, so it's just not just now. It's been all of our lives. When I was going to school, it's like 50 below at home in the winter. And we had to walk to school. And we'd get to the school and make us stand outside. And the white kids would be standing inside. You know, and that's still happening today. That's how they're treating our people. And it hurts. Every time I watch those videos, my heart hurts. You know, it hurts really bad to see that. So I put everything, all the effort that I can to help in any way that I can to help protect our water protectors. And I pray for them every day. And I ask people to pray for them. I pray with a cup of water and thankful that I have that water today. You know, and I'm really thankful to our water protectors and the things they are doing. They're putting it's no fun being there. They'd rather be home watching TV in a warm house, you know, having good food right there. And but no, they're in right now. It's like 20 below. I mean, 20 degrees back there, and it's snowing really bad, and it's cold. But they're there, and I love them for that. I love them standing up for our people. You know, we are tired. We're tired of it. We're at that point where it's no matter what happens, no matter what they do to us, I know Creator is on our side. I feel it. I feel it in my heart. You know, I heard something that was said, and I really believe that the Creator had come into ceremony, and he said that we are going to win this. We're going to win it with love and prayer. And he said, you know, the Creator makes... Who makes the money? Where does the money come from? It comes from the trees. So who made the trees? It's our Creator. That's a strong message, you know, to me, that this... I try not to lose faith, you know, and I hang on to that faith. So, and I pray harder, you know, for our people over there.
Thanks, Rose. Tashina, did you want to add anything?
Yeah, my name's Tashina McKinney. I'm MODOC in Grand Ron. And I just want to send a lot of love and light out to all our water protectors. What they're doing is so beautiful, that everybody can come together and really pray and try to love and do things the right way instead of fighting, you know, doing things the old way that we did before. So I'm just really proud of all my people, and I love them very, very much. And I'm gonna keep standing here. I'm gonna keep going to these rallies. I'm gonna keep singing and supporting. Thank you.
Well, thank you everyone for sharing. We got to go to a pitch break right now, but we will learn more about your caravan that's going out to Standing Rock as soon as we get back from our pitch break. So let's take it on over to Gary and Seth.
Thank you. And thank you for the folks for coming out to be on our program tonight. This is something that you don't hear anywhere else. It's a very unique perspective.
The silence is deafening.
Yeah.
For sure,
so it's great that we can have people here come here and talk about the issues that are going on in their community, and you know, like I said, you don't hear that anywhere else. So we're asking, in order so that we can keep doing this, we need you, the listeners, to give us a call 877-500-5266, so that these voices can be heard. because without us, I don't think anybody else is going to broadcast this information.
And we know there are thousands of people that listen to the news here daily. This is their alternative view of the news. We know you're out there. Most of you are members. Some of you aren't. If you are a member and you want to up your donation, feel free. We will not say no. If you are a listener, you love this news, you love our perspective, give us a call. Become a member. 877-500-5266. Come on in. Take a tour. Become a volunteer. That's a member plus. You can help us do this. You can do your own thing. You can say, this is what's important to me. I want to get this out to the masses. KABU is a great way to do it. 877-500-5266. KBOO.FM.
For a mere $10 a month, which is not a big ask to be able to have programs like this, to get to hear voices you normally wouldn't hear, I think that's a pretty reasonable ask. And we've got a matching donation between now and 6 o'clock. So the money that you generously donate to us will be doubled. And I think even more reason why you should call in. I mean, not only do you have this great programming, but we've got supporters out there who really want to keep this program going. But we need your help as well. This is a mostly a volunteer-driven organization, but we do have bills to pay. There's water bills, electricity bills, and it costs money to broadcast, 26,000 watts or whatever it is, beam it out over the Willamette Valley. So we come on here a few times a year, and we ask you to get behind this programming, to hear these perspectives you don't hear anywhere else. I can pretty much guarantee you're not going to hear this type of reporting anywhere else on the radio dial or the television dial. So it's unique, and it's also important, and it's vital to a strong democracy.
I mean,
so,
if you turn on the evening news on your television, you're not going to get Standing Rock people. You're not going to get the water protectors being interviewed on your regular news channel. We do that. It's part and parcel. It's why we're here. It's why you listen to us. 877-500-5266. We depend on you and your dollars just like you depend on us and the information you get here. Keep this going. Keep this river going. There's an analogy. This is a river of information. The water protectors are working to save a real living body of water. And this is, the flow goes in both directions. 877-500-5266. This is as important now as it's ever been. I'm trying not to put too much urgency in this, but right now, these times, we are really, this is a river that's flowing uphill right now. And it's we need a lot of help. Give us a call. Help us help you. We're in this together. 877-500-5266. KBOO.FM. Click on the donate link.
Yeah, and we know you value this program. This is a popular program. We've got a solid core of listeners out there, and this is your chance to step up and support this program. Support this perspective, which doesn't exist anywhere else. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. We've got a matching period till 6, so it's even more incentive to give us a buzz. $5 a month, I think that's a pretty reasonable ask. That's not a lot of money. So, give us a call, 877-500-5266.
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, we are sitting down with John Sanchez, Buzz Nelson, Rose Looking, and Tashina McKinney, all Indigenous organizers trying to put together a caravan to go to Standing Rock and deliver supplies and moral support. So I want to kind of pick up and get more into the actual caravan itself. It seems like a lot has happened in the past 24, 48 hours. You said you're getting a lot of calls from military veterans that are on their way over there. You've met with the Army Corps of Engineers representative. Can you talk about what the past few days have been like and what you're anticipating?
Things have really been looking up, considering what they're going through over there. It's not good, I mean, but it's looking up. And what we experienced was the Army Corps of Engineers is not going to forcibly remove nothing, nobody from that camp. They're more or less interested in the welfare and the outcome of the people. And they said they're not going to deputize anyone to go in there and forcibly remove them. So that opened us up. I mean, you know, opened our hearts up. It's something that we've faced, but we were ready for it. You know, we were ready to take anything that happened because we've done this, like Linda said, for years and years and years. And so we still expect the worst from the outcome because for 500 years we've suffered this pain and ostracities that they have put on our parents and our grandparents and even us. I remember myself going out on a basketball court in a state tournament and they calling me that dirty redskin, you know. So to me, that word redskin is still is a dirty word. And so, but things are looking better. And the reason why is because of people like you with this news, Channel 8, Channel different channels supporting us. For 3 or 4 months now, we've been trying to get the support of our local channels and to get it out of the whole world, support from the news channels. And we're gaining that. We're gaining caravan help from a lot of the religious parts of this. That's something that's never before accepted in Native people as religious people. They're doing that now. We're sharing our lives with people. That's something that we've never done. So we're looking at a turn in history right now, and actually a history event that's really taken place that with our Native people in our world that should have been taking place long ago. And maybe someday we'll be able to say we're really free, you know, and we're really accepted in this world and we're really free. We don't have to wear that serial number on our arm anymore, you know.
Well, John, you had expressed some concerns about the words of the Army Corps Engineers. Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
Well, I guess because the Army Corps of Engineers was there when the National Guard was enforcing the laws that the county sheriff has said, we're gonna have a siege here and we're going to pepper spray and shoot these people and do all these things. And the National Guard was there backing them up. And the Army Corps of Engineers was sitting on the side. And to me, it seems like the Army Corps of Engineers doesn't really have a say-so over what Morton County Sheriffs do or what the National Guard do. So as Native people, we still have to pour supplies there. We still have to get people there. We still have to do this because do we trust the Army Corps of Engineers? Not one cent. Do we trust the National Guard, the police, whatever they say? No, we don't. We have never trusted them, and we never will. Things that have changed are all these people coming in of every race, everything you could think of from every part of the world has came there to fight. And the thing that gets me is that there's so many young people and so many people all together that are willing to die for what we believe in, because it's what they believe in. And I was told a long time ago that 10,000 years ago, these governments that were here and in Europe pillaged and raped all of these people. All of those people that are there today are ancestors of all of those people that were injured, all those people that were raped, all those people that were pillaged. And it was 1,000 years ago that all of their ancestors prayed that they would be where they're at today and that they would help these people, our people, in this struggle for life. We don't want their gold. We don't want their money. We don't need any of that. All we need is our water. If you look at the Black Hills, the government has millions and millions and millions of dollars in a bank account for the Lakota people. And the Lakota people will not take that money for the Black Hills, because the Black Hills are what is sacred. That money will always go away. People will take that money. It'll always go away. The Black Hills will never go away. When the Black Hills go away, all humankind goes away. And so those are the things that, you know, that are precious to us.
So you're originally planning on arriving earlier at Standing Rock, but there was a little bit of a delay. Buzz, you were in poor health before. Are you feeling better now and feeling up for North Dakota winter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew what was there. I've lived there before, you know, and it's part of the country. I grew up around there, and so I pretty much know what's going on, and we're pretty getting geared up for it pretty good. And like I said, our people survive. You know, we're survivors. We're going to be survivors. One more thing I'd like to say, the Great Spirit, the Creator, put us on this earth. He gave us this land. And he said, this land is for you and your children. We've got to protect that land. We've got to protect that water to do what our Great Spirit told us to do. And we're still here protecting that land. And now we're getting the people in the whole country to back us up and support us in this. They've become water protectors. So it's a beautiful thing and something that my heart feels a lot better tonight than I've felt in several months. So I want to say that much. Thank you.
It's great to hear that. Can you talk about how many vehicles are in the caravan and if people want to join in or... And also, where have you stopped before Portland?
Well, you know, it's growing and growing every day, every minute. Just when I left home, I had a veteran call KBOO, the other veterans, he called me and he said they got a car, maybe three or four cars with the five or six veterans with medical supplies and a couple of medical people in there, and they want to join up with us at NEA. And so they're going to meet with us there for the breakfast. So, like I said, we're growing and growing. And I originally was foreseen in a vision that I was leading this thing into Standing Rock. And so, but I didn't think that I could really make it, you know. And so they said, you got to go. So they put me on an airplane and I got to meet them down there. So. And it's growing and growing. We got people come from all over the country that's going to meet up and go down there. I just wonder how it's going to... a gathering like this, I believe, is something that's really historical, you know, very historical gathering.
Indeed.
I also think that...
We started working with Buzz probably about a month ago, somewhere around there. And... we're actually working on two caravans. We have an international caravan that's leaving on the 18th and it's going to be there on the 20th. Then we have the veterans caravan that's leaving Friday. There's been communication with other veteran caravans in Seattle, and apparently they have a big group from up there. And this group down here just seems to get bigger. We actually started out with one van and one truck. And from that one van and one truck, it went to 10, 15, 20.